Faces, Heels, and Tweeners. Sunday night's main event proudly brings to you the East Coast podcasting champions of the world, Brad the Dad and Greg Father Feltham, your Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for Sunday night's main event. I am Brad the Dad, and riding shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
And happy Tibbs Eve, because we're almost there.
Are we at Tibbs Eve already?
Well, yeah, we're reviewing SmackDown on the 23rd, as we said we were going to do a couple weeks ago.
No, it's the 22nd. Tibbs Eve is tomorrow.
Well, okay, but by the time we record this, it's basically, by the time we finish this recording, it's going to be Tibbs Eve.
I hope not.
Okay, so do we come clean now?
Yeah, I think so.
So Greg and I are both tied up next week, as you may have heard during the podcast. And if Greg's lucky, he's tied up. And I'm hoping I'm not getting tied up because the kids attacked me while I was sleeping. So I will be watching this SmackDown later on. And so will Greg. And so rather than give you an episode really late, we thought what we would do is basically pre-record this because we read the spoilers. And to be honest with you, I think we may watch this, but I'm going to liberally use the fast forward button on this episode because in the classic Smack Daddies tradition, when they don't put any effort into the show, neither do we.
That's right. If they're going to phone this in, so are we. So here we are. We're going to talk today. There's no news because really it's still Saturday, the 15th of December, 16th of December, because we're recording this immediately after recording our last episode. But this is episode 1270 of SmackDown, still in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And this is your pre-Christmas episode that was recorded. So, you know, we don't know if this order is going to stay where it is, but we're reading what we're reading online. So the show may get, cut, changed, and moved around. But as of the time of recording, let's start off. Let's, Brad, talk about the U.S. title contender tournament semifinals. So we're going to get
me lose my mic, but I'm back now.
We're going to get the first match here, Santos Escobar and Bobby Lashley. Escobar is going to win this match via interference from Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo. We are getting, I guess, the second iteration of Legado del Fantasma. What are your thoughts here?
I'm happy for Angel and Humberto to get called back up to the main roster. They're excellent wrestlers. Dude, yeah, it's just one of those things where you just kind of go, no kidding. I'm interested to see if the Street Profits are involved at all or if they just, like, yeah, that'd be the only part of this is, like, are the Street Profits at ringside and they get attacked? Is that how this goes down? Like, what causes the distraction? But am I surprised that Bobby loses by nefarious means? No, because they can't have him win clean. But it makes sense to push Escobar through this tournament.
Yeah. I didn't think that Santos Escobar was going to win this match. I thought this was going to be Bobby Lashley moving forward and Bobby in the finals, because I thought that we could potentially see Bobby versus Jake. And yeah. I could see that being something as a legitimate fun match to watch.
Yeah.
So I thought Santos didn't have a hope in hell here, but I think that this could be very interesting.
Did you say,
because
Bobby versus Jake, you mean Bobby versus Carmelo Hayes?
No. I mean, if Bobby wins the tournament and takes on Jake Paul.
You mean Logan Paul?
Logan, whatever.
He beats up a Paul brother.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Insert Paul brother, right? Not to be confused with Global News' Paul Brothers, right? Okay,
fair enough. I would love to see MMA match where Bobby Lashley beats up either of the Paul Brothers.
See, this is what I mean. Like, there's something there that kind of writes itself. But I also can see here, I mean, Santos Escobar obviously is going to move forward. I don't think he's going to make it to the Paul. I think that he's going to lose in the finals. But I think that we have an opportunity now where Santos and Angel Garza and Humberto and Bobby and his kids can have some sort of feud. So
yeah,
I can see this going that way.
Yeah, I think that I think that they're going to interfere as revenge, and we're going to get a feud, because right now the LWO is banged up and they're all off.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's what we got here. Next up, the match that doesn't belong on this card, NXT North American Champion Dragon Lee versus Butch in this match.
This is on this card because I'm sure this was a hell of a match.
I'm sure it was too, but again, there's a show called NXT on Tuesday nights where this damn match belongs.
But the thing was, they wanted to show off Dragon Lee because they've also called them up, and these guys probably had a great match, and Butch, they're trying to show off Butch's talents as a singles wrestler, because apparently Ridge Holland has been shipped back to NXT to drop people on their heads.
Yeah.
Just
whatever. Anyhow, Dragon Lee's going to win.
Yeah, of course he is. The whole AJ Styles, apparently we're getting the explanation that AJ wants the title match and he doesn't care about the other two, and he's dressed all in black and he's being a bad guy. This leads us to we're getting New Year's Revolution SmackDown, and they're going to have a triple threat, and the winner gets Reigns at the pay-per-view. Or the PLE, okay. The Royal Rumble PLE.
Sure, whatever. I don't care.
Okay, Randy's winning, but at least this gives somewhere for LA Knight and AJ to go. Hopefully they don't have a match and they just feud in the Rumble.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired on LA Knight now because Roman Reigns beating him is the same thing as Sami Zayn getting beat by Roman Reigns, the same as Cody being beat by Roman Reigns. They fall down the card, and that's where I feel about LA Knight. And the same way I'll feel about Orton after he loses at Royal Rumble.
Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, but the good news is AJ, LA Knight, Randy, you have a main event scene, but you have a lot of guys around the periphery of the main event scene. They just got to find a way to get all the other people involved in these matches. Like,
fair.
As soon as they get this title off of Roman, there's going to be a lot of feuds that can take place.
Yeah. That just means that they actually have to do it though.
Yeah, well, that's we all live in hope, and that's our hope. You're thinking he's going to keep it for another 4 years.
At this point, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're going to do, because The Rock's not coming back to take it off him, so I don't know what they do.
So we then get this women's tag match. Okay, this will be a fun match to watch, just because of the Christmas theme nature of it.
Yep. I would agree with that. We're getting the Halloween Havoc. So, look, I did it again. Holiday Havoc. See? This is a stupid name. Like,
Miracle on 34th Street. Yeah, Christmas fight.
They've had that match name for years. Why did we change it now to Holiday Havoc? Whatever. Bianca Belair, Shotzi, Zelina Vega, and Mi Chin are going to defeat Damage Control, Io Sky, Bayley, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. This will happen because Isla Dawn and Alba Fire will interfere with the match attacking Kairi Sane.
Right, which basically means that this is setting up a women's tag team feud between the Witches and the Kabuki Warriors.
The Witches and the Bitches, yeah.
Have you said it, not me. Which is great, because those four women can all wrestle, and those... The only problem...
Well, I say that because I know Asuka and Kairi could both kick my ass, so I say it with respect.
It'll be amazing. It'll be a great feud, and for the first time in a long time, we actually have, like, four women's tag teams.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, as we said on the podcast last week, right? It's the, I want to see Asuka and Kairi go and pick up that women's title now. Like the plan Bayley is laid out. I want to see that to fruition. So that gives me hope.
And we also have, I mean, they have the Party Girls over on Raw, and then the current title holders. I mean, Chelsea Green's amazing. And if eventually Chelsea Green gets paired again with, you know, there's rumors that her former partner from Impact is coming over, the virtuoso.
Deanna Purrazzo.
Yeah, which if we can get, and then you could pair up the two Irish girls or the Scottish girls, Piper and, there you, then you'd have, then you basically have a tag division. Plus, the Gargano family has two women in there too. So yeah, there's six, like, novel concept. We actually have a division.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's what we're getting there. We'll wait. We'll see. U.S. title contender tournament semifinals. We are going to see Carmelo Hayes lose to Kevin Owens, meaning in our finals, we're getting KO and Santos Escobar.
Which makes sense because Carmelo's in a feud in NXT, and this was a loner. It was a one-night taping. He gets his two matches. He gets his showcase. Goes back to finish up his feud with Melo. Trip and Melo can continue their feud over on NXT, which may or may not involve a title and probably isn't blowing off for a while. Okay, we have... This leads us to... I think this will be the main event. AJ Styles versus Solo. And ending with a disqualification when Roman's attack Styles. And it is a giant brawl where Knight and Orton and the whole bloodline are fighting.
Yeah. Yeah. Curious to hear to see what we're going to, you know, what's going to happen after it. I know we said above of it, that New Year's resolution show or revolution show or whatever. I guess we'll wait. We'll see what's going to go on.
And big ups to WWE for reusing New Year's Revolution, SmackDown, and Day One Raw. So those are former PLE titles that they're now using as special shows. It's very, shall I dare say it, AEW of them to have TV specials.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did have that Night One a couple years ago when they were able to actually do it on January 1st. I like that idea and I like that branding. So I don't know.
I love using both of these for SmackDown and Raw for 1 week. So,
yeah, we'll see. But anyhow, that was SmackDown. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy everybody. Merry Christmas. We'll Greg and I have already talked a little bit about doing something maybe for next week, just something short, but like this, just something to keep you company. Cause some of you are like me who work over the holidays. I'm off as of Christmas Day after the last event of the day. So that'll be a nice little break. I'm off almost a whole week. So it's Christmas season. Everything is going to be fine. But I know there's people who work groceries and some people are going to be working Boxing Day because they work retail. So thank you for all those of you, some of you who work like emergency services and just work throughout the holidays. So thank you for those of you who have to do that. And for everybody else, enjoy your holidays, whatever shape or form they may take. Hopefully you have friends and family and people that you can gather with around the Christmas tree or whatever you celebrate, just so that you can have some time and recharge those batteries. And big ups to WWE. That's the one thing I'm going to say. The fact that after these tapings, a lot of talent have some significant time off. Good for them to give some time off around Christmas.
Yeah, and then they start their kind of holiday road show on Boxing Day and tour around. I know there's a show at the Garden. I know that they're doing that
Toronto
do every year. So, nope, good on you. Thanks for giving us the weekend off because we love these double tapings because we can phone it in too. So thanks, everyone. Have a happy holiday season, and you'll be sick of hearing us hopefully anyway because you'll get us on the best and worst show too.
And yeah, and stay tuned to the network because we will have some holiday surprises and a few other covers and shows. But I think extended versions of the best and worst of. I'm hoping that those will be entertaining. We haven't recorded them yet, so hopefully they'll be worth listening to.
But if we're involved, probably not.
And with that,
all right,
bye.